bit of a strange one, like getting a bit of time off throughout the summer, like got to go out on a holiday and stuff, which was the first time in 6 or 7 years, but a lot of luck. As you said, we'll get the batteries recharged and we'll get back in around the winter months and get back up to Givahi and get training hard, because we know we have a point to prove now. We know we didn't perform to our best ability this year, and look, we have to, you know, get the throne people behind us again and get the thing going again.
Squad refreshed now. We've already got, we've seen Michael McGleenan making his debut, Rory Kahneman's in there as well, young Niall and Stevie from the Moy, a few more maybe on the way. It'll all be good for Tyrone with these quality players coming through.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned them under 20s, like we've seen how good they were in under 20 championship last year, and you know, they got their opportunity to step up to seniors, and look, they're training hard, and we know the ability them lads have, and they'll push on. They're really good lads, even off the pitch, like they look after themselves, and they will be a big push now this year coming in, and hopefully them lads can push on.
It must have been very disappointing, especially for yourself as captain, to see how it went last year. I mean, losing the Ulster title to your neighbours from in the north at Derry, and losing the All-Ireland to your neighbours further south at Armagh, big rivals, and it must have hurt.
Definitely. Look, any day you put on a thrown jersey, you're going out to do the team proud and the jersey proud. But look, with things just didn't get going this year, it's hard to put a finger on it. But the likes of the Ulster Championship, as you mentioned, is such a tough competition. Tough to get going. You're always coming up against big opposition. And look, the likes of Derry, they've done a great year, and they've done well to win the Ulster Championship, and the likes of Armagh beating us in the qualifiers or whatever. So look, we were really disappointed getting beat that day in the Athletic Grounds. But you know, the lads will come back with a bit of hunger, and a bit of fight again for next year, because you know, we have a young enough squad there, a young enough panel, and we'll just hopefully push on.
Dublin for many years were the team to beat. Now it's Kerry. It looks like they're coming very strong. They won a very stylish All-Ireland. Do you think, are they maybe settling in there to be the dominant force maybe for 2 or 3 years, to be knocked off their perch maybe by Tyrone?
Ah, look, you've seen how good Kerry were this year. Like, I think were they beat once or whatever this year in the National League. But no, look, they're such a great team, and there's some serious players and talent coming through there. I would say over the next few years, like, they'll be a team that'll be hard to stop. But you know, it's such a tough competition, the All-Ireland, and there's a lot of teams there on their day that can beat anybody. So now, as I said, like, we're just looking forward to getting back in the winter months, getting training hard, getting the miles in the legs and getting going.